The word that comes to mind when I look at this beach is solitude and peace and calm and reflection. I almost get annoyed when I see other people here, really. I feel it's mine.
Is that why you're walking away?
Oh, I accept I have to share it, the beauty and what have you.
Yeah.
I also know it as my Get Carter beach, just because that, you know, they filmed Get Carter here. It's a rugged beauty that's got sort of an industrial legacy. But the sounds, I get all sorts of sensations when I'm here as well. I love the sounds, sometimes the smell.
It's pretty, you can see for miles. It's I don't know, desolate is the word as well, definitely.
Yeah.
Feel a bit, it's almost a bit lonely. I imagine there just being like a single person walking along and they're considering their life.
That's deep, Joe.
No, I mean it. I genuinely think it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd imagine.
Yeah. You've got a context because you can see Hartlepool down that way and Sunderland that way. So you're kind of placed, I don't know, you feel that you're in the middle of industry because of what you can see either end when you look each way.
Yeah. You kind of beat it for views, especially in the morning when the sun's coming up over the sea, and then even at night, you know, you're seeing it setting on the other side. But if you look out, you see you could be anywhere in the world in a blue sky and the colour of the sea. You actually don't know where you are. You know where you are, but you could be anywhere. You can imagine you're anywhere. Come along here, see all the wildlife development over the spring, all the swallows coming in from Africa and getting ready, you know, and then we see them leaving.
And I haven't been for about 7 years, and I went down to look for winkles, actually.
Did you? To eat them?
At Blackall Beach.
To wonders, things like that.
And all the time. It was like the moon. Everything was like rusty coloured, and it never used to be like that. So I don't know whether the stuff from the pits is coming up.
You can eat the winkles, can you?
Well, I had my dogs with us, and I had a dog poop bag.
And I had nothing else to put them in.
So I put them in my dog poop bag.
It was clean.
And then I went home and I boiled them.
Do you eat them?
I ate them.
Were you all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else you can eat off the beach?
Crabs.
Yeah,
crabs. There's a lot of crabs down Hawden Beach because my little boy goes fishing down there.
Oh, does he?
And there's a lot of crabs. I could live in the wild. With his spear.
Spear and dog poop. Yeah.
Fully loaded.
I started coming when I was about 5 with my granddad. We used to come down picking coal on an old, on an old pram, you know, and it was, I don't know, it was frightening but still exciting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was great. You know, we used to come down from the Dean, from the skip end, you know what I mean? Because obviously my granddad used to live top end of Pate Lee.
Love sea glass, and today I found a lovely marble, so that's sort of made my day.
Yeah, treasure.
I'm treasure hunting.
Yeah.
But the sea glass here, and it's my sea jewels and my time. And when I'm beachcombing here, I forget everything. It's therapy.
We used to have a load of beach huts just off the bank there, and they're on stilts, but they used to be for the fishermen. There was the odd guy that used to live in it. Because there used to be a cold water pipe that used to come all the way down, but they stopped it from the allotments.
Did people build their own beach huts?
It was made out of drift timber.
Right. So we could do it now?
No, you couldn't because there's no wood on the beach. Not like it used to be.
But all sorts of wildlife. There's deer down here, foxes, badgers, other rabbit stuff. You know, you see sea lions on the beach sometimes come right in and playing, you know. You get all sorts.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, you get seals down. You see, every day you see something. You've got the kites and hawks, owls, you see owls at this time of year, hunting on the grass there.
Yeah.
It's lovely, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's like an escape because there's nothing there, is there?
No.
You just look out and you've got nothing to think about. Yeah.